Flint, Michigan. How did a simple flip of a switch lead to a long-term public health crisis that tested the resilience of its residents? In this Science of Crime podcast series, we examine the chain of events that led to years of damage, distrust, and dirty water. I am your host. My name is Eric Neat, and this is episode 1 of Water Crisis Caused by Corporate Greed, an investigative analysis of General Motors' impact on the Flint water crisis. In this episode, we have a special guest, Lexis Marsden, who graduated from Hobart and William Smith College in 2013. It was there that she studied the Flint water crisis and is familiar with the topic. Today, we will be asking her if she knows anything about General Motors' impact on Flint, Michigan. Many people around the world have heard the story of the Flint water crisis, a tale of environmental injustice caused by poor political decision-making. The crisis began in 2014 when the city changed its water source from Lake Huron to the Flint River. The new water was not properly tested or treated. There were immense issues with the water's quality, causing health issues for Flint residents. Residents consistently, day in and day out, complained about the water, saying it was foul-smelling, discolored, and even a bit off-tasting. However, these complaints were not taken seriously by government officials, and later studies showed that the water was causing extremely high levels of lead in the citizens' blood. All of this harm to the Flint community ultimately was the result of poor political decision-making. The decision to switch water sources was a cost-saving maneuver as the city was in financial distress. In this episode, we highlight why the financial distress was taking place and the company that sparked this financial demise. General Motors was founded in 1908 by a man named William C. Durant. General Motors was founded in the city of Flint, Michigan, and the company's success inflated Flint's economy, as General Motors was the first company to pay $1 billion in taxes. Flint was often called a General Motors company town, as it has been home to many General Motors plants over the decade, all of which primarily employed Flint residents. In the early and mid-1900s, Flint was a city where working-class labor and blue-collar jobs could easily be found. The city's unemployment rates were extremely low, and the economy was phenomenal. Overall, the early and mid-1900s was a period of prosperity in Flint, but there was impending demise. I asked Lexis Marsden about what she knew about the General Motors impact on Flint. Okay, so Lexis, when you were at Hobart learning about the water crisis, do you remember learning anything about the company General Motors and its overall impact on Flint, Michigan?
I remember learning about a vague history of Flint before we studied the water crisis, but we didn't really explore General Motors' impact in depth. I do recall learning that General Motors employed many Flint residents, and the city was somewhat dependent on General Motors. Of course, I studied the topic several years ago, but I'm sure there was more.
Lexis was surely right about the dependency Flint had on General Motors. However, Flint's crutch was soon to break. Foreign car makers like Toyota and Honda began offering cheaper prices on vehicles in the 1980s, and General Motors was losing money. To start saving money and producing cars at cheaper costs, General Motors began closing factories in Flint. They moved factories to cheaper surrounding suburbs and spent billions on moving factories overseas to countries like Brazil and China, where labor costed far cheaper than it did in the US. Many Flint residents were left jobless, and the city lost immense sums of money that General Motors used to pay in taxes. On the closed factories, General Motors put up signs saying, quote, "Demolition means progress," quote, giving the struggling residents of Flint a false sense of hope. The only progress being made was by General Motors itself. Upon sharing this information with my interviewee, she responded by saying,
"There's no question that this sparked Flint's downfall. When you have a single corporation employing majority of a city's workers, the company has great power over that city. We live in a capitalistic nation where we can't blame General Motors for acting in a cost-saving manner.
With the departure of General Motors, Flint was in shambles. The city not only had extremely high unemployment rates, but they were also missing billions in taxes that General Motors paid in the past. As a result, in 2011, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder appointed an emergency manager to help Flint. It was this emergency manager's decision to switch the water from Lake Huron to the Flint River, a decision that was estimated to save $2 million every year. The biggest issue, regulators did not properly treat nor test the water that was now being consumed by citizens. After explaining this to Lexis, she chimed in by saying,
"It is my opinion that herein lies the largest issue with the water crisis, the lack of testing the water before the sources were switched. On paper, switching the sources and saving $2 million is a no-brainer, but the diligent research and water testing was nowhere to be found."
I agree with the point that the lack of testing by the government is one of, if not the largest issue at hand. However, there is a close second. At the time, General Motors closed majority of its Flint factories, but there were still a couple operating in Flint. In May of 2014, just weeks after the water sources had been switched, General Motors was experiencing issues at a remaining plant. The new water from the Flint River caused corrosion in General Motors' engines. This was an issue that had never previously occurred for General Motors. In October of 2014, due to the corrosion occurring in engines, General Motors was granted permission by the state to switch back to Lake Huron. General Motors, the company that's relocation caused the financial demise of Flint, had the opportunity to catch the problem early and report it to the government. However, the company claims that they never tested the water. This water was causing corrosion, which seemed very skeptical to me. Why would you never test the water? The people of Flint suffered for months, while General Motors, the company that left its roots to follow prosperity, easily switched right back to the old source without lead. Governor Snyder switched the water source back to Lake Huron from the Flint River a full year after General Motors started using the Huron water again. Not only did the relocation of factories catalyze the water crisis, but for years when General Motors was operating many factories in Flint, they would dump water into the Flint River. The company's factories were a primary reason that the water was contaminated to begin with, yet the remaining factories barely even had to use the contaminated water. General Motors moving overseas into the suburbs caused immense unemployment in Flint, depleted tax revenue, and ultimately sparked Flint's financial downfall. The company contributed to the contamination of the Flint River and also had a chance to catch the problem months before it was noticed. Yet, they only care about themselves. Ultimately, General Motors' capitalistic mindset failed to care for its roots, leading to the Flint water crisis. Thank you all for listening. This podcast took lots of diligent research and time, and we appreciate our loyal viewers. Please stay tuned for our next episode.